Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. And tonight, we are going behind the scenes of BBS Radio with Donald Newsom. And he is the founder, along with his twin brother, Doug. I just don't know what to say, but this is a great honor to engage in such an interview, along with me, you know, to represent this universe. And with that, hello, Don. Are you on the air?
I'm here. Hello, it's good to be with you.
I guess he's not yet.
Yeah, I'm here. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Hello, Don.
Well, hello.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much.
Well, before we open the phone lines, because I don't know how many calls we'll be getting, can I ask you a few really cool questions that have been just, a lot of people have asked me these things, and I couldn't answer them because I've never been behind the scenes. So what I want to ask you is when this started, this passion, this goal, this dream of yours into the action of BBS Radio?
Well, thank you. That's a good question. Actually, let me just turn this volume up a bit. I think we've got her. Trying to keep it up. How's that sound to you?
It sounds great.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, you know, this thing started back in late 2003, and since then, it's been growing ever since. So it's been a few years.
So it started as a dream, and then into an idea, and then an action and reaction. So you just placed yourself full force into it, right? Your brother Doug, right? Your twin brother.
Exactly. We just jumped head first. A few years ago, we decided to do a little blogging, and eventually it turned into radio. It turned into radio in 2004, and now we're called Blog-In Broadcasting Service. So it went from Blog-In Service to a broadcasting service.
That is just amazing.
I'm sorry, are you hearing me okay? Or
I hear you great.
Yeah? Oh, good.
I mean, loud and clear.
Oh, good.
Always perfect on my end. Okay.
good.
On broadcast. This other question someone had was that they have commented on my banner many times, and I told them that you made that from scratch, from one of my YouTubes, and you just worked it out yourself. And later on, I found out that you make every one of the banners.
I love to have a little fun. Everybody's a little artistic. That's my way of just having a little fun.
Well, you're fantastic at it, I tell you what.
Well, thank you. The designs that
you do, as well as the work that you pursue. Don, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
This is really deep. There is, with me,
Moiety.
I get up in the middle of the night and have to go and work on something that's important, or I just have to do it. Do you do that with BBS Radio?
I used to a lot. When I first started it years ago, I did that a lot. I'd wake up constantly in the middle of the night and go writing, working. I don't do that anymore. We got a lot more employees, more things going on. That hasn't occurred in at least 2 years now.
Well, that's great. You can just leave it and go to bed.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Isn't that nice? I can actually have a life.
Yeah. I just get up, and it's like I have to write right then, you know. I guess that's the writer in me or whatever, but I was just wondering about that. And also, I wanted to know, does BDS has how many hosts with them now?
Well, you know, the new year came about, we lost a few. The attrition rate's always a little great in the new year. As you're rolling into a new year, people make changes in their lives, and that usually affects the network. But normally we're sitting anywhere around 90 to 100-plus hosts. If we include all the networks, it's about 170. I mean, all the stations, 180. Even higher than that now. Just ours is probably over 90.
There's
the
station 1, station 2, station 3, station 4, station 5, and now
Well, they're all small stations. Remember, most of them are small except for one. Station 1's our biggie. Station 2's our a later night, a smaller schedule. Station 3 is canned, purely canned. We never really got into it, but we do have a canned schedule in case anybody just wants to do canned programming through us. Go ahead. But it's not our mainstay. And then the adult station is very small. We're just starting. We haven't had much time to put into it, but we wanted to do that because some of the programming, well, one particular program was a little too stiff for our audience, and we wanted to separate it, and we didn't want to be in any way controlling or manipulating or telling people what they can and can't say, especially when it's the Internet, and we're all about freedom of speech. So we figured it's high time to put an adult station together where we wouldn't worry about a very, very smart, frank, tough, and often harsh language and content. And this
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, we're going to put a little more attention to it this year. We've got several shows that want to be a part of it. We just haven't had time to schedule them in yet. There's a lot going on right now. Always coming into the new year, there's always a lot going on. So it'll.
You know. I know that you stay busy, that's for sure. And Seth does, and so does Doug. And who else is there?
Oh, we have Leslie.
Yeah, I've talked to her.
Yeah, Leslie's great.
She is. And, Dawn, what is your goal for about 5 years from now?
Well, I've already seen one of those goals come true. One of those goals was to make sure that mainstream print media newspapers started to go under, and hopefully they'd see their death throes. First of all, they're printing their stuff on a perishable product and killing our trees to do it. And second of all, the pollutants and the crap that they put in from Canadian forest lumber and many of the Canfor lumbers, the lumber mills, and I mean Scott lumber, paper, some of the stuff they're trashing into our rivers and so on is amazing. I mean amazing, folks. And now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not a conservatist wacko, okay? I'm not an environmentalist wacko. I believe that we got to, you know, get our natural resources, but we also need to do it in a very smart way. And I think newspapers, unfortunately, not only are they printing crap, but they're doing it on a perishable product, and then they're, you know, not doing it in a very safe way. So I feel that that's an industry that needs to die. I've wanted it to die. I'm glad it's dying. That's been one of my goals, and I'm here to see it come true, and I love that. The other goal I have is to see mainstream media die. I feel that they've totally and absolutely not only brainwashed the people but lied to them, absconded with their faith, absconded with their trust, absconded with their money, absconded with their lives, to be quite honest. And I feel that mainstream media, because of that sickness and working in collaboration with sicker people with too much money and not enough good sense, they have allowed that degradation to occur on a scale that is unthinkable, really, and unconscionable. And I hope to see mainstream media die. I think we need to bring media back to the people. The media always was the people. It wasn't some people that you gave to, you know, some money to, and then they decided to weave a web of whatever it is that they felt was necessary to gain your money. I don't like it. It's appalling. That's another part of the reason we started this. When these cover-ups started to occur, when our parliament was being bought and paid for, when our members of our cabinet, when our House of Representatives, our senators were being bought off by the idiots over let's just say Britain. You've got a lot of collaboration here. You've got a lot of money that came in here, paid off our people. Some people say, well, it was the Israel and Mossad. Yeah, you know, I mean, hard to say. I mean, nobody really knows anymore. The bottom line is you've got so much paid off corrupt officials making our laws, and now you're seeing that they let a guy like Bush rape us. Cheney rape us, let the corporations rape us, and now under Obama, we're hoping that it'll get better, but look, it's pretty tough for this guy. I mean, here you got a guy sitting in there he's put so many people around him from these old administration. I don't see how it's going to change, but maybe it will. I hope he can bring some good change, but so far it's a lot of talk and prattle. And that's usually what presidents are good for. A lot of talk and prattle while behind the scenes the money is raping you. Raping you.
Wow.
And the mainstream media is a big part of that, so I want to see it die. So you can see I'm passionate about that.
Yeah, we've talked about passion on my show before, which is what you are doing at the present moment and what you do in your callings. So
yeah. Mainstream media's got to go bye-bye. They got to let people with heart, with conviction, with truth, with quality, with character, with morals, with ethics, with some desire that humanity progress.
Yes, and also you are as well very deep into thought with charities as well, right?
Yeah, not so much anymore. No, I won't give a dollar to a charity anymore. Not since old Bush Senior and Clinton got on and took 2 million. I don't want to get into that, but
okay.
I from the stories I heard, and I can't prove it, so I'm not going to say too much, but I heard that not even that money went where it was supposed to go, and I believe that. I really do. You know, I think that most of these charities, they're a ripoff. When your government starts to tell you to send money off to Pat Roberts or off to the Red Cross, and underneath that they have, like, Pat Roberts, some religious thing that you should send money to and donate money to. I forget what government website. It's been so long ago. I just remember checking into some of these details when people would send them to me, and it was pretty sad. Pretty sad. I don't go in much for these big charities anymore. If I'm gonna donate to a charity, I go right down to the local church, small one usually. And I grab my boxes of stuff and I donate it to them, or I bring it around to the neighbors, or I put a huge paper garage sale. Free garage sale.
Well, that's the charity. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because
I'm not talking organizations. I'm just talking about you are just a giver of things and you like to help out people.
I love it. I people have helped me out all my life. I mean, I love to help out others. That's part of being a part of the human race, I think.
You've got a very big heart, and you've been you're firm, but you're as well very gentle as with your firmness. And you've taught me a whole lot about to pursue and how to pursue myself just by not talking when I call, or because you're busy or whatever, And it's just the thing is that I just want to thank you personally for being who you are in my life as well as my family's life, and all the active listeners and all the hosts, I'm sure, as well. But with me, BBS Radio has gotten me to look at myself as well as grow in leaps and bounds with myself, and I believe that that is true. And I can't wait to continue on.
I love hearing that. I love that. I love hearing that. When people say they're gaining and growing with what we're doing, that's, wow. I mean,
but I love to listen to almost all the shows. I keep BBS Radio on, just in the background. And I get so much from the others, where they are in life and how they help people out. And they just tell it like they feel. And it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love being here, working here, being able to do what I do, because the wealth of information and the strong people that you meet and the wonderful personalities and the strengths and of people that are really changing the world, trying to. It's
and
incredible.
I tell you, everybody gets along so smoothly. There is never a wrinkle I've ever seen.
We're family. When you're here, you're family.
It's the depths of familyhood, I tell you. My family absolutely, you've talked to my daughter a couple of times.
Oh, Ashley? Oh,
yeah.
Great girl.
Yeah.
Wow, what a looker.
Well, she's listening, so you can say hello.
Well, how you doing, Ashley?
She cut all her hair off the other day.
Yeah,
she's really grown up.
You told me that.
God, I can't believe she's been married a year on the 8th of March.
Congrats. Wow.
Can you believe
that
big, big wedding was a year ago?
Yeah, time flies. More now than ever before. I mean, maybe they say when you get older, time seems to go faster, but maybe that's true, or maybe there's something more going on. I can't tell. It seems like things are a little faster than...
I believe it has a concoction to do with being busy, loving your passion, loving life, staying in the moment, and a combination of all those things, as well as many others.
No, I agree.
And believing deeply in what you feel, see, think, and do in, with your heart and not your mind. You know, even though we have to use our minds. But, I mean, when it comes to really feeling what we need to do, it's like, you've taught me, go for it. Because I used to say, let me just be behind the scenes. You said, you get out there and go for it, girl. And I'm learning, but I love to give. And I need to learn more to receive. And that's something that I'm learning. And I'm learning it through the stations. You know, the host, I tell you, they're with it. There's some pretty, you know, smart people out there that have lived through some long time. And the guest host, I'm telling you what, you have got from A to Z of guest hosts. And then some.
I'm ecstatic. I love the lineup, and it's getting better all the time. I mean, I think as this thing grows, I mean, of course, you never want to get too big. I mean, we don't want to get so big that we're out, you know, we start ending up in a situation where everybody gets lost, you know, like Blog Talk or Live 365 or some that just, they're just a recording phone bank, and you go in, you automate your program, you call it radio, and you send it out on a MP3, call it a podcast then, right? Put a little XML into it, little information, and bam. Everybody says a radio. I like that too. I mean, it all sounds great and gravy, but I don't know. I don't think
you're in it for the passion of the spirit.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to stick around here. We may grow a little bit more, get a few more shows, but we're not going to see any more great, expansive radio stations being added. We're going to fill out the ones we got and probably stick there, only because you don't want to get too many, because it not only gets crazy, it really does, but the shows do get lost in the mix, and that's the biggest complaint I see when people come to our network.
You know, I don't know how things work back there, but it seems to me that you take your time. I've written a couple of people when they are new to the radio station, and they say that they have gotten such a warm welcome from you guys behind the scenes, and that,
well, thank you.
And yeah, they just said, you know, it's just, I'm not nervous. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm so nervous to be on radio, or, you know, because it's so universally out there. But these people, you just, when you get someone, and Seth and Doug and Leslie, oh, bless her heart, y'all make them feel so welcome and so at ease. And I just want to compliment you again on that. That's just what I'm getting in emails.
Thank you.
Now, would you like for me to give out the call-in numbers and take some calls?
Sure.
Okay. We have toll-free 877-876-5227. We have USA and Canada at 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222.
Yeah, call in. I'll give you a reading. we'll tell you where you're going, where you're headed.
Oh man. Well, you know, there's some gifted people on the show that can do that. you probably could. You
sure.
Never let me know that.
I
you really read?
Sure.
Oh,
I can,
man.
Yeah, I'm calling, I'll give you a reading.
That's funny.
I learned how to read when I was young, so I'm pretty good at it.
People love to hear what the other people think about what they're doing, don't they? instead of looking at their own self inside with their mirror and growing. But it's good to have a guidance out there.
Yeah.
If you really, truly find someone that's really got the credentials to do so, which, you know, they, I don't know. I used to do that a lot. It helped me learn, helped me to grow. It helped me to discover my gifts as, you know, in the chat rooms and such like that.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a blue moon, because a reading to me is like, in, I call them deep root readings. They go on for months and years and, you know, I got a call last week from a lady that I bought my mother's ring for Ashley's and Colin's wedding, and she was like, oh my gosh, all this stuff has happened that you said a year ago. And I said, I didn't even know what it meant, because I never know what it means, you know, and she's like just waking up and just enjoying it. So, but you know, it's good to hear those compliments once in a while, and know that you've done something right, because when I read, it's like far-fetched.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense when it's going on.
Yeah.
Except for my personality fun time readings when I say pick a color, pick a ring. Those are great. That's what I did to Seth when I said, let me see if I want to, if I can, I thought I was interviewing, which I was, and you were out of town, and it was December last year, and I told him to pick, you know, a color and a room and all these things. He loved it. And my first show was called Body, Mind, Spirit, and Soul at 12 o'clock noon on Thursdays. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how I started out. You were out of town for a while.
Right.
And I believe your mother was sick, and you had a lot of traveling to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you never go anywhere, do you?
No, I never go anywhere. Although, you know, I mean, I'd like to. I just
other places, but I'm just saying you don't go out of town like you used to.
No, I don't go much of anywhere.
And what is the deal with cell phones?
Cell phones? I just think cell phones are poisonous. I think they're giving people brain damage. I believe that I won't own one. I as you'll notice, if you go to the website, folks, you don't see us promoting a lot of cell phones. You know, go here, get your cell phone, listen to us on cell phone, go get your phone, listen to us on phone. Yeah, could we? Sure. If companies wanted to do that with us, sure. Do companies want to advertise with us? You bet when it comes to that. Do we really want to promote that crap? No. Because, first of all, it's killing people.
I heard.
Killing people. Yeah, you bet it is.
But I don't turn on the TV, and I don't read the newspaper, so the only news I get is like, you know.
All these cell phones are killing people. I think they're, you know, to put these kind of strong signaled phones in kids' hands and see every kid
it's
you
like
walk around with, it breaks your heart. It breaks your heart is what it does.
It used to be the pagers, remember? And then
yeah.
It went to the cell phones.
Yeah, but they should be teaching proper. You know, if they're going to cell phones, they really should be teaching proper safety. At least they're starting now. Starting to get in.
You know my brother David that I told you you would be the best friend of his. Him like you are my brother spiritually.
Thank you.
Yeah, he has 5 boys, and every one of them, but the baby, has a cell phone.
Oh wow! Wow.
And like, man, what is the deal?
I wouldn't do it. I won't allow a cell phone.
No, 8 years old.
Yeah, I won't allow it. Not in this home. In fact, my kids are not allowed to touch one, not allowed to get near one. My wife has one for emergencies. If she's in the car, she's got the head gear with it. But I do not, I would never allow my kids to have a cell phone until they're out of the house.
Man, that's a good rule. I was thinking tonight about my children when they
TV
were young.
TV's probably just as bad.
At least with the internet, you can monitor. But what do you do about TV exactly?
TV.
I mean, how do you monitor your children not being right around?
You can't. Huh? You know, the problem is you've got these cartoon networks that you get on there, and they're going crazy with the headbanger music and the split frames and goofy looking symbols and cartoons, splooing goofy noises and weird faces and contorted.
Oh my God!
No, this is boomerang. This is boomerang, folks. Boomerang. Okay, this is not your. This is a cartoon network. I watch a lot of cartoons because I got kids, so I see the cartoons, and I am appalled by some of these networks and the way they brainwash the kids. And I get so angry, I just start screaming. I mean, I'll say to my wife, if I'm up late and I just happen to catch a Cartoon Network and I see something that I don't like, I'm upset to a point where that channel does not come on in this house.
You believe Beavis and Butthead or South Park?
Anything like that kind of crap. Yeah, it's ignorant.
I watched that one or two times a long time ago with my
adults. Yeah, but all that program is really
like, get this crap off of here. It's nuts.
It's so weird.
I've watched them on YouTube a lot.
Do you really?
I do, yeah, because you can put in any cartoon or anything you want. The other day I did WT Phil, same. I watched him.
Kids don't see it that way. You know, they look at these soap operas, these kids programs, and you see all these, and you know, the only safeguard thing that you can really say is, oh, it's a comedy, it's a sitcom, it's got comedy in it. But you look at all this kid drama comedy on Nickelodeon and all the other children's networks, and I'm going to tell you right now, that is not consistent comedy. That is consistent degradation of a young person's mind.
Because what is going on with these new things that have to be hooked to a TV? I heard that from my family.
You know, I don't know what the deal is.
It's a digital or something.
I think, you know, it's a little easier probably to manipulate and to record digital information. I think it's probably cheaper on the infrastructure as well, at least now.
Well, I read that there was going to be a deadline for February, but all the coupons of many people got several coupons instead of just one, and they ran out of coupons, and now they pushed the date back to where it's going to have to change over to digital.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that. I mean, they gave everybody long enough. I mean, I really don't know the truth. I don't think there's...
You don't look into TV.
Well, you know, I mean, the digital cable boxes are digital. Why are they making it mandatory? Well, it's money.
That's what I didn't understand.
It always comes down to money. If you don't understand it, just say, okay, money is at the root of it. And then you understand it.
You know, one of your hosts the other night that, may I say who it was?
Sure.
Okay, it was Evident Footprints, Don.
Oh, Don Nicola.
And he said money is an illusion, and I was loving it. I loved it. He had your brother on last night. I loved listening to Doug, and he was talking about how sentences are so open. You know, people's sentences are so open instead of just pinpointing.
Right.
And everything can run off to something else, which I was like, God, that is so true. Yeah, I love listening to him. He used to have a show, but he doesn't anymore, as well as you.
Yeah, we've decided to stay away. Well, you know, first of all, I'm too ignorant, honestly. I just don't know enough to give any good advice. I would be sitting there on the air screaming, ranting, raving, upset. Only because I am passionate, and I don't see things going in the right direction. And I'd want to point that out to people vividly. And unfortunately, that doesn't often make for the best of radio. So I'm not going to do that. I love myself and the listeners and the people too much to constantly do that to them. And that's all I got for them right now. Until things, you know, I mean, I love my life. I always see my life and the things that we do together and the work as beautiful. But when I look out there at our government and I look out there at those people who have too much money and they want to control and manipulate things and I look at the pattern that they've seeded the planet with and I say, hey, you know, that's a pattern showing up. There's murder.
Oh,
there's
man.
Assassinations. There's globalization determined by those same people that are a part of assassinations, murder, genocide, banking fiascos and fraud. I mean, it just and you get to a point where you think to yourself, you know, there has to be something better, a better way of working together than the kind of situation we've set up for ourselves and the way we've allowed this situation to encroach to the point where a few people can rape an entire country and go on a murder spree abroad with our money. With our money.
I tell you what, my family, for a long time, until I put a controlled me with money, you know, because I needed help when I got my divorce and such. But it was their control, and I was like, okay, stop.
But what is a war when you go into a country and you got 1 million civilians or 2 million civilians dead, and you've got 4,000 or 5,000 U.S. soldiers confirmed, you know, or whatever, maybe 10, whatever. debt. I mean, is that genocide or is that what? What is that? I mean, I don't know because I don't call that war. I don't know how that could be war. Unless you're saying, okay, war means going into a country and killing all the innocent people. Now I get it. Okay, if that's the definition, then we got to change the War Crimes Acts and everything else because we get it now. But otherwise...
What are we teaching? And how do we get out of this mess?
Yeah,
I mean, not we, but they. Because I'm not doing anything with my business.
With a lot of love and a lot of people that will you know, stick themselves out on a limb to show others a true, proper example. And no matter what happens, and no matter what the cost, they continually need to show people that upstanding example. A lot of people won't do it because it's going to hit them where it hurts, their wallet or their life. And that's fear. They're going to live out of fear, and they're going to keep the momentum going into a dark curve.
I tell you.
Yeah, I just think people got to start seeing the light and being the light.
As you know, I lost like 33 years of my life. And I told my family, I'm spiritual, I'm not materialistic. And the other week, my mother had something of mine or whatever. She goes, you're spiritual. You're not materialistic, which she was just kidding. But it was something I needed, you know? Yeah. Anyway, so the passion that you have that runs so deep, you wrote me a letter when I first started at BBS Radio, and you said, forgive you for something, but your passion runs so deep that it just burst at the seams. And I was like, oh, man. And you said, let me be the butterfly that I am to be. And that's how you got the nickname Master Butterfly from me.
Oh, thank you.
Because you've got so many feathers within the feathers within the feathers. And you know how a butterfly is. If you touch it while it's being birthed, it'll die.
Yeah.
Because, the wings are wet and everything. And I feel like you'll have the butterfly, and then you have all these little cocoons coming out of BBS Radio. And, they all go to the light, because that's what a moth and a butterfly does. They always fly to the light.
Yep. Don't you love that?
I love it. I absolutely do. Mm. Wow. There's no callers, Dawn.
There is nobody's calling, my goodness. And I know we've got a couple people out
there. The numbers. Maybe they like your number voice.
Yeah, they don't tend to call me. I'll be on the air. I've been on the air a lot. They don't call me. I mean, I
called you.
Most people didn't call me, though. They just,
You had a lady on that was talking about whales. And I had just, I think it was when I was checking out BBS Radio to see what it was all about. I was like, wow. And you were with Wynn, Don and Wynn. And it goes, how that foghorn started. And I said, wow, that is so cool. And you had the lady on with the dolphins. And I called in and I said, the hammerhead dolphin is the smartest dolphin and recognizes itself before a human being. And you went, oh, really? And we got off on talking about dolphins, more about the dolphins.
I think we got a caller.
Oh, we do.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Lynn.
Lynn?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I thought I'd just call in and just let you know that, say a little bit about my project to help shift the planet.
Okay.
Yes, I'm working on a soul activation process from my spiritual 911 healing handbook, and it can unite all the races and religions to reach person's soul vibration.
Wow.
And I'm looking for, I have a petition that's on my website, www.angelencounters.net.
Angel Encounters. All
that's,
right.
Yes,
right.
.net.
Right.
.net. And it's just fantastic. Oh, my gosh. We can get new government jobs created for the social services. It's a simple process. Like CPR training, it's to be used for spiritual emergency healers, for the psychics, the indigos, the crystals, the light workers, the shaman. And, it's really simple. It's very easy, and it helps people relax, let go, and actually use their soul, intergalactic soul vibration time traveling, astral traveling, finding answers, karmic lessons, meeting with spirit guides directly. It'll shift the planet inside out. And I'm very, very excited because Dennis Kucinich, he's a congressman for the U.S. Peace Department. He set it up. And he's working with Marianne Williamson. And they know about the soul vibration and what have you. So
hold on. Are you having a hard time there? Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
Oh, no.
it's so exciting.
I apologize. I was just wondering if Kathy, I think she was trying to talk, and I don't know if she's cutting in and out or something.
Yeah,
oh, I can't
talk. I was going to say I love Marianne Williamson's books, and we appreciate you calling in. And
yes,
let us know about that.
New jobs, all about love and light activation.
We
give
love
people
it.
Love instead of kill them. Give people to the
get
light
out the
instead
website.
Of
one more time so we can get some more callers in. I'm not
okay.
trying to push, give out your website.
I just had
one
to call
time.
In and just let you know that we're there's a place
you.
And a way to change our government.
Thank you. What's your website again?
It's www.angelencounterswithans.net.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
All righty.
Thank
sign
you,
the petition. Spread the light. Spread the love.
We will. We will.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome aboard.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, Lynn, Miss Tequila, great girl.
Yeah, man.
She's another passionate girl. You want to talk about passion? She's got passion.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm not trying to throw it out there what I'm doing, but I started a positivepowerproductions.com, and it's going to be free for different people, just like her, to put it, you know, like a directory.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's a great idea.
Like a Yellow Pages directory of positive power.
Positive power, I love it.
I love it, too. And I'm working on a flashlight right now for it, the introduction. Gosh, that's hard to learn. And then we'll go from there. So I'd love to talk with Lynn later.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. See, you said you never get in college. You got one.
We got a caller. That's right. We're ahead of the game now.
I guess. I'm looking forward to John DeVolt.
Hey, I got something really cool.
What's that?
We can actually do some really cool things now.
What? Give me some examples.
You want some examples?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to give you some examples. But we can actually do a couple of cool things nowadays. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. How's that sound?
No way.
You like that?
Just bicycle.
Yeah. Let's do something a little different here. We'll get a woodpecker in there.
What? You have a woodpecker on yours? I don't.
We'll get a sparrow in there. Get some sparrows in there. Yeah. Now we'll add a little bit of wind. A little wind going. Get a little thunder. Get a little thunder. Got to get a little thunder going. Oh yeah. Let's do can you usually hear frogs and thunder? Well, we got to put some frogs in there. And some. Think we need some cracks. Here we go. What do you think? How's that sound? What's that? Too loud for you? Is she hearing me? I think your internet's breaking up.
Is it now?
There, it's a little better.
What about adding the forest sound?
Forest? Forest. What kind of forest sound? Okay.
I want the long version of the deep forest. You know, where it's like at nighttime.
A forest at night. Yes, we can do that. Let's see. We want a forest at night.
Yeah, that's under, like,
Okay, I got a night. This is a night scenario going right here. We got it. Let's see. How's that for nighttime?
That's beautiful. Frogs at night.
Whatever that was.
That was like one of those dongers, you know, that you run into the Pac-Man side.
Isn't that kind of cool?
That's so cool.
And we can do all sorts of things now. I mean, literally, while we're on the air, we can mix and match millions of different things.
Yeah, I've got some of these toys too, but I've never played with them.
Yeah.
It's in my, you know, I got a new Macintosh instead of using that, Hewlett Packard, but I still use that one. And I emailed you one time, in one of my silly emails, I said, how do you bring all that over to the Mac? He said, leave it. Make it simple and leave it.
Make it super.
Yeah, make it simple and leave it. And I did. I left it all on the Hewlett Packard. I don't even know how to run this thing. It's like a foreign language.
Isn't that nice? I love the way that works.
Yeah. Hey, did you, I wanted to ask you something really, it's back on the wavelength. How do you get your music off of the BBS radio? Because it is so unique.
How do we get it uploaded?
How does one, I've got two people that do not have anything but, you know, samples, their master samples.
Mm-hmm.
And they have composed and got it, you know, on a CD. And so how does one go about applying for being able to have BBS Radio play their music?
Oh, that's easy. You just go to our website, click on Get Played. Get Played. There's a link on our left side. It'll say Get Played. And then what you do is when you're done filling out the form, they'll get in touch. They'll be in touch with you. You just send. It'll give you the instructions. It's really simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a couple people that should be listening now.
Excellent. Yeah, you just mail us your CD.
One with my Uncle Ron, and he just composed several violin pieces and great music. And dedicated one to me because I always say stay in the moment. So he wrote one called The Moment, and it's just beautiful.
For you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, great. He is awesome. And
We'll help you turn it into some commercial intro outros if you want.
Yeah. And then I've got a couple of people that I know, you know, that are just sitting there with their music and don't know where to put it.
Don't know what to do with it, huh?
Right. You know, and they're just phenomenal. Your music is so on the radio.
Yeah, well, if it's good, we'll play it. I mean, I don't make the decisions. That's one thing I do not do. I don't make any of the decisions to the playlist.
Right. Okay, well, I'm just telling you, you've got some great music on there.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We love new artists. Indie artists, new unknown bands, musicians. Oh, bring them on. We love them.
One of your musicians wrote some new songs, I noticed. The one that sings...
Simple Minded?
Who is it?
Lemon?
Yeah.
I knew you were thinking Lemon because that's one of my favorites.
I feel like you're talking to me.
I love Lemon. Love him.
He's got new stuff out.
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
Yeah, Lemon's one of my favorites.
His voice is very unique.
It's awesome, awesome. And then Ketchum, he's good too. There's so many. I got to tell you, we play the best music of the best.
This best of yours goes on forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I find things and you go, I haven't seen that in years. And I'm like, wow, I love this page.
Yeah. We actually don't include them all. We're only including, I think all that's included is the ones that are on currently. I think we're redoing it, though, to include all the groups that have ever been on our network. We're going to put them in a directory. We just haven't done that yet.
What did I find the other week that was so great? It was telling about what y'all do and what you're all about, you and Doug. And
that old management page about us.
I love that page.
That old page, yeah.
Oh, Like, I want to copy and paste that all over the place. But people shouldn't copy and paste other people's pages, because that's why there's a copyright at the bottom.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. Well, copyright's kind of tough in a lot of instances, because what happens is information is pulled and moved with the internet code. And sometimes, you know, the copyright holder doesn't know that information is moved and held in certain ways. So there, copyright's an interesting situation now on the internet. Yeah.
And plagiarism.
Yeah,
it's indeed.
It's
I didn't know that word meant. Somebody had to explain it to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are, you know, out in the internet, and they just grab what they want and use it.
Yeah, what's with these funny little lettering and stuff that I have in all of my stuff? If I don't put it on a CD, or if I don't put it on, you know, print it out right away, it's like these funny little letters get in there that I put out there.
Oh, those are just conversion codes, in fact, because every, you know, there's different programs that say, okay, an apostrophe is this code.
It puts a line over it, or it's got like a C with going backwards.
But
it's backwards. Or.
Yeah, you'll get that every now and again. In fact, what does that the most is usually WYSIWYG editors like FCK editor, and, well, any type of WYSIWYG, WYSIWYG Pro, anything that you use, RandText, will end up inserting those kind of weird codes, symbols.
It was my email that you told me not to use that it was a good email. But that's when a lot of times I would send, you know, you or Seth or somebody something for a timestamp. You know, I didn't care if you read it or not.
Right, right.
And I just wanted it timestamped, or I'll send it to, you know, certain few people.
Right.
Because I'm putting it together as an odd book.
Oh,
but
cool.
I'm not going to tell my book secret. I don't want to be a surprise. Yeah, but,
sounds like it'd be good. I mean, hey, look, I've heard
funny?
Your stories. I've read your stuff.
You can't do this
anymore. It's got to be great.
I've got some great, and everything links to everything that links to everything. You know how that started?
Yeah.
I was writing to Yahoo about an issue, and I said, you want my credentials? Just type in Bright Lights Pathfinder. Type in you, look, see, hear, prayer, then. So they made that little tab up there. But I have that, all my little things that I start or see, you know, or understand on a certain blog, and then I have one on a certain blog. I started blogging back when there wasn't hardly any blogging, and The Matrix Explained, due to the fact that I needed to empty my thoughts and poetry poem. But my stuff is so deep that I don't even know how to put it together. That's what I, you know, I'm so ADD, but you say that's an indigo, so I should stop doing the ADD crutch. You know who's very talented in writing? Your brother.
You know he's excellent, yeah.
He is phenomenal.
Yeah, he is. He's got a way about him.
And he had a show called, what was it called? Oh, gosh. He had it with this guy named Taylor.
Oh, yeah, I forget.
It was one. I had written a piece that was similar to the name. And I absolutely just hung on to that. I still listen to the archives of that show because they were so enthusiastic.
Right.
That's one thing about you guys. You are very enthusiastic. Where's Seth? Tell him to get on the line.
Oh, Seth's engrossed. He's got, he was running the other station, so he's working.
Okay, well, we've only got like 3 minutes left because we have to close at 9:55 to get another station on.
What
would you like to put out there to the universe? If you could just put out one sentence or a descriptive adjective into an energy ball.
I would say this. I would say, no matter how things seem to be, it's not the way they are. And
wow.
If you really want to see or feel how they, I mean, see how they are, you're going to have to feel your way into every situation. And that means walking with your heart.
That's right.
And eventually, you do it long enough, things make sense. Your whole life makes sense. And, you know, you're going to lead a wondrous, joyous life. So that's really, I think, the key. Walking with the heart.
Listen with your heart and not your mind. You know what my dad said to me when he passed away? Right when I saw him asleep, he said, look up and out, Kathy, not down and out. Because if you look down and out, the old negativity can get you every time and you stumble and fall.
Like
he said, you look up with the light and out. And then he told me about heaven. And it was just so great. But with that, I want to say goodnight. I've had a great time.
Thank you. I did,
and thank
too.
You
thank
so
you.
Much from the bottom of my heart for everything that you and you guys do.
Thank you. Thank you. And it is my pleasure and a blessing to do. Thank you.
And we love you a lot.
We love you, too.
And we love you, listeners. Bye-bye. Over and out.